three daughters of the, all the gopis, all gopis were married to all the gopis. But actually, the gopis were himself, Krishna, so all were married to Krishna. Also, he showed some shloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, Anayaradito Nunam Bhagavan Hari Vishwara. Also, there are so many shlokas he put it on and proved that Radhika is his own power, no need of Mary and nothing. They accepted, they were bound to accept, they were defeated. Then they told that you are not Vaishnava Sampradaya. He told, he proved that we are in the line of Madhvacharya. Madhvacharya, the disciple was, what name? Bhogesan, Diksha to Nityananda Prabhu and Lakshmipati Tirtha. So, Madhvendra Puripad was disciple of this Lakshmipati Tirtha. Then they asked that question, that he was Tirtha and Madhvendra Puri is Puri. So how this difference came? He cleared it. That from sannyas, anyone cannot decide this thing. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was initiated by Ishwar Puripada at Gaya and he followed in Vaishnava Siddhanta Ishwar Puripada. He did not follow Keshav Bharati, who gave sannyas. So Guru is who initiates mantra, Diksha mantra. He gave him Gopal mantra. So he followed Vaishnava, this religion, according to the mode of that Ishwar Puripad, in the line of Madhvendra Puripad. So in this way also, though he took sannyas from anyone, but he was initiated by Lakshmipati Tirtha in Gopal Mantra. There was any Grihastha Bhakta at that time. After that, he took sannyas from anyone in Shankar Sampradaya, as yet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in Shankar. But he was Vaishnava. So that Vaishnava was called Vishnu Puri in Madhva Sampradaya. So Madhvendra Puri took sannyas from that Puri, Vishnu Puri. So he is Puri, but is still in Madhva Sampradaya. So we are in Madhva Sampradaya. Now it is, there is a very friction in Vrindavan and Navadvip is going on. They are telling that we are not under any Vaishnava Sampradaya. We are fully independent. Why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu should take shelter of any other Sampradaya? He is himself Krishna. But this argument is not
correct.
Krishna, he came to went to Sandipini Muni. Ramchandra went to Vasishtha. They accepted them like Guru. So the
duty of Bhagavan,
the job of a Sampradaya Guru is not a job of Krishna. Only his powers and associate can preach all these things. So Lakshmi, Brahma, Vishnu Swami and Nimbati, all are his associates. Otherwise, if Krishna is the head of the Sampradaya, then it will be Krishna Sampradaya, not it will be Brahma Sampradaya, Narayana Sampradaya. So The name of all these sampradayas are on the name of devotees. Sri Sampradaya, Brahma Sampradaya, Ramanu Sampradaya, and like this. So, nowadays they are telling that we are separate and fully independent sampradaya. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Srila Jiva Goswami, and before that Gopal Bhatta Goswami, Kavi Karnapur, they have accepted Madhva Sampradaya. So we must accept Madhva Sampradaya. What Madhva Balde Vidyabhushan has told in his old books. They tell that he went to Urupi in the place of Madhvacharya and he accepted Madhva Sampradaya. His initiation was in Madhva Sampradaya. And he came and then he came in the association of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. But he had never accepted Gaudiya Vaishnava. That is why he has told that we are in Madhva line. But this fact is totally wrong. If Baldev Vidyabhushan was not in our Gaudiya Vaishnava, how we explain all the sandarbhas? And he accepted Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the non-different of Krishna. How? He wrote so many all the books in our line of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Rupa Goswami. He has explained also Lagu Bhagavatamrit and all the books of Rupa Goswami. He was Rupanuga Vaishnava. If at that time Baldev Vidyabhushan was not present, then I think that from world our Gaudiya Vaishnava name has been gone. So he has established all the things that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has established. So he is really in our Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya. If you will go to Vrindavan, some will tell like this.
Wo Baldev Vidyabhushan ko swikar nahi karte.
Nahi. Isiliye to. कि उन्होंने मध्य संप्रदाय के अनुगत कह दिया. नाउ ए डे नॉट बिफोर नाउ फॉर अबाउट 100 ईयर्स दे आर राइजिंग दिस क्वेश्चन. बट भक्ति विनोद ठाकुर श्रील प्रभुपाद भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी एंड ऑल अदर हैज कटेड देयर ऑल आर्गुमेंट. और गुरु महाराज वेरी बोल्डली ही हैज रिटन वन बुक अबाउट दिस. I want to publish it with so many notes and explanations. Very soon I will publish it. So Baldev Prabhu is prominent person. There are so many things, but time is going to be over, so I am...
Another point.
There was a Ganga Mata Thakuran in Bengal. At the time of Rupa Goswami, near about, there was a king family in Putia. Name of the place was the Putia. He was king and he has a very beautiful daughter. Name was?
Sachi Devi.
Sachi
Devi.
Sachi Devi. She was so beautiful. And from boyhood, he used to worship Radha Krishna Kanjuga. And when he became some agent,
he became.
He married with Krishna, Shyam Sundar. And I will not marry any person in this world. My husband is himself Krishna, Shyam Sundar. Always worshipping Krishna. When he became more mature, his father, king and mother, all were pursuing her to marry. But he told very vividly that, I cannot marry any human body. I am married. I have been married. I want to go now to Vrindavan to serve my husband, Krishna. They could not satisfy her. At last the king was ready. And he helped her and sent anyone with her to take her to Vrindavan. He came to Vrindavan. At that time, Rupa Goswami has left this world. Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, all they are not in this. Even Raghunath Das Goswami was not at the time present. She went in the Govinda temple there. Govinda was there at that time, not in Jaipur. And there was a priest of Govinda Dev, and his name was Haridas. He was a very learned person in the line of Rupa Goswami, always chanting, remembering with Ashtashakti Bhav, melted hearted with tears always. He asked there, she asked there, that now who is qualified Vaishnava here? I want to meet him. Anyhow, she reached to Haridas Thakur, Haridas Prabhu, in Govinda temple, and she heard the classes of Haridas Prabhu. Hearing and hearing, he had so much shraddha, honor for him, and he took him like his guru, and he told him, requested him, that I want to be initiated by you only. I don't want to accept any other guru. He examined her in so many ways, waited so many, about 1 year, and he saw that she is quite qualified for this. Then he gave him diksha, initiation. But at that time she was the age of 16, very young. She has also so many disciples. Among them, there was a lady devotee. Her age was about 50. He gave her hands in the hands of that lady devotee. He told that you are like her, as a younger, say, elder sister or mother. He should take care of her. And he should be in Vrindavan. But I want that she should go to Madhukari. Though he is the daughter of king, and his father has sent so many things, and money and everything. But I want that she should go to bake one chapati from one house. She did so. Only one chapati. Only for maintaining her life, he used to take and refuse anything more. And in a very little hut, with that
elder lady,
he used to be in Vrindavan. Very simple, very simple. But she was so beautiful. So his Gurudev was somewhat worried for her too. But he knows that if anyone checks devotee, Krishna may save her. So gradually she became of 25-30 years age. And hearing all these things and keeping it in his record here,
in her heart,
and he became so learned in speaking Srimad Bhagavatam as his Guru Deva, like now in Vrindavan, Savita, Kavita and all others. She can recite so well Srimad Bhagavatam, especially Raspanchadhyay and all other Bhramar Geet and all others. And all used to weep. She used to weep bitterly, and so many Ashtasaptic Bhav used to come. And anyone could yawn by her. Then he sent her to Radhakund to be there. And there at the age, up to age of 50, she was there. and that lady was has left his body elder, and then she became alone, and he again came to his Gurudev and told, what should I do now? That elder
guardian lady has gone
left. Then he told that now I am also so much old, I may go, I can leave this world any day. So I am giving you one service. You should go to Jagannath Puri. The place of Sarvabhaumacharya is now neglected and ruined and no one knows. I want that you should go there and make it prominent and illuminated, that place. And you should do bhajan in Sarvabhaumacharya. Place very near to Gambhira where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to live. And this will aid you, add your more bhakti and everything. She came to Jagannath. She used to deliver three classes of Srimad Bhagavatam in few days. All became shocked. So many old learned persons, devotees, began to come to hear her Harikatha. One day, a Brahmin from Jaipur came with his deity, Raj.
Shyam Raj.
He came here. When he was in Jaipur, he saw a dream that take me to Ganga Mata Thakurani in Puri.
Sati Devi,
Ganga Mata Thakurani. So you should take me. You are neglecting me. You are not properly serving me. So at once you should, without delay, you should take me to Puri. And if you are not doing so, your whole dynasty will be ruined. So he took his shalagram and that deity, that is shalagram, Shyam Raj. And he had married this Shyam, you know?
Yeah.
So Shyam Raj wanted to meet her and to be served by her. So
Digra,
Shyamra, Digra, very beautiful, blackish, but very, very beautiful, like Govinda Gopinath Mandar. He took on his head in any basket, and coming, there was no any rail or anything. So walking he came in several months. When he reached, he came to
Sachi Devi
and told that I have seen a dream like so. I want that you to take it. But she refused. I am Nishkinchan Vaishnavi. I cannot serve any deity. I do bhav seva always. I have nothing among farthing or pies to bring any
paraphernalia
or anything, throne, pushpa and all other things. I only bake one chapati anywhere I go to Jagannath temple and have some
Madhukari
like Mahaprasad. Mahaprasad cannot be offered to Thakur. So how can it? I have not a farthing with me. They refuse totally. In Kaljuga, it is very hard to serve Radha and Krishna or Mahaprabhu. After some time, a day will come when Acharya will not be maintained. Like Mandans broke the temples of India and occupied and did so many things. Now so much a struggle is going on for this, even today. So a day may come that we cannot do archan freely. the Pashandi will be so much
powerful.
So I cannot maintain this worship this Shyamaraj. But he was tearing up his dream that our dynasty will be destroyed. So he kept it there in the forest of Tulasi, which she has maintained, very big place of Tulasi, everywhere Tulasi. It was like a jungle. So he kept it in it and he ran away from there. Shyamaraj, that deity, gave a dream to Sati Devi that he has kept me here. I have not taken anything, my bath, even anything, prasadam, nothing, naivedyam, nothing. Sukhitli you should come and take me. I am waiting for you. Otherwise, I will be to have a star horn like this. Then she at once went and saw such, and he saw that very beautiful deity like this. Shyam Bhai was there. And she picked up and took her. But where to keep? One day, in the meantime, he kept it in his heart, in her
hermitage.
One day, she was there, and this today, Ganga, the day of Ganga coming, was there. All the prominent devotees were going to take bath in Ganga, very far away, in Bengal, in Calcutta or in Navadi, all there. Ganga Mata wanted to take bath in Ganges. So she became going to there. But he thought that who will serve this Shyamaraj, my husband? So how to do? She cannot go. She was so worried for this that, I could not go to start this bath. And he slept in the night, and he saw in a dream that Ganga is coming on from there, and there was a sound like kalkal kalkal, and he saw that there is a very big like lake pond. And there, all are taking bath. Haribol, Haribol.
Gautamanande.
She also went to take bath. And she took bath. But current was so strong, strong that it carried it to Jagannath temple, where Radha and Jagannath, Subhadra, Baldev and Sudarshan were there. The door was closed. But even the current was going there and she went there. In the meantime, the time of Mangala Arati came, and they heard some noise sound in temple. And when they closed, then king was reported, and the head priest was reported. They came there, and they opened the door and saw that this devotee was there. They told that, she is a thief also. She was preaching so much Krishna Katha, giving classes. Now she is thief. She has, how she entered in this? And she should be given to jail. And she was given to jail. Then, in the night, Jagannath,
same day perhaps,
dream to the Pataparudra king, or his father was there, that at once go there, apologize, she is my
potential,
my power, like
my
potency, you should just go and take it and give, you should take initiation from her. And your whole learned council should go to her and take initiation from her if you are not obeying, I will destroy your whole kingdom and whole dynasty. At once he should go. So king appeared to that Sati Devi.
গঙ্গা আমার পাশে বেরিয়েছে আর আই পিন আমার গঙ্গা মাতা গোস্বামী হচ্ছে জগন্নাথই
বলেছেন অলসো জগন্নাথ দে টোল দ্যাট ফ্রম টুডে হার নেম ইজ গঙ্গা মাতা ঠাকুরানী বিকজ আই হ্যাভ ব্রট মাই গঙ্গা হিয়ার ওনলি ফর হার সো হি ইজ গঙ্গা মাতা ঠাকুরানী অ্যান্ড জাস্ট টুডে ইউ শুড গো অল অ্যান্ড টেক ইনিশিয়েশন ফ্রম হার and give some donation and what she wants you should make a very beautiful
temple
and serve from Bhattacharya everything you should go and do all these things
renovate
at once king with his all council he went there all Brahmins his lord and council Pandavas they went to Janavatam Ganga Mata Thakurani that Sati Devi and they appealed that they had made guilty her and offended then they told that you should give me initiation how I can do I don't want to initiate anyone but again and again the king was requesting and getting his head on her lotus feet at last he agreed and gave initiation to king and his all associates and then king told that I want to get some donation what he wants then she told that if you want to do anything my guru dev has ordered that you should go and illuminate the place of Sarvabhata so you should do like this and he in a very short time he built a very good
temple
and also the places of Sarvabhataacharya where Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Sarvabhataacharya were sitting and discussing Vedanta Sutra also his deity all Shyam Rai was also there and then she became so prominent in whole Puri that all Puri devotees used to come and hear his today still in the nearby of Jagannath temple is Ganga
Sita
Ganga even today and all used to go there and they take bath and they think that we are taking bath in Ganges
puri ke paas hai mandir ke paas
very near so this is Ganga Mata Thakurani being a lady devotee but very powerful acharya and today is the auspicious day of Ganga coming here who is Ganga Ganga is in his two forms one coming lotus feet was worshipped and was washed in water and Brahma took it in his kamandalu water power and from there Bhagirath brought it in this world and another story is that in Brahma Vaivarta Purana Ganga is like a sakhi like a Lalita Vishakha Srimati Radhika Chandravati others one day Krishna was sitting with Ganga sakhi and she was talking some pleasant things. In the meantime, Srimati Radhika came and she saw that, oh, Krishna is meeting with this Ganga Sakhi. So Krishna became ashamed. And also Ganga was ashamed. She became water and Krishna also like that. So this ascended Ganga became water and this is called Virja. One drop of that water came in the middle point of Vaikuntha and this worldly world. And in that, Karnatrishai Vishnu is sleeping and Lakshmi is massaging him. So, this is one drop of that Ganga, who became like Prem Sarovar in Vrindavan, you know, Srimati Radhika and Krishna, both has become Prem Sarovar. They melted, so Ganga was melted in this thing. From one drop, Karnatrishai Vishnu, and from there, when Vamandev went there in Brahmalok, he took some water from that Karnatrishai Vishnu, Karanvari, he took. And he washed the feet, lot of feet of Vamandev. And that water came and became Ganges in this world, Bhagirathi, and in heaven,
Alakananda.
Mandakini, and in Patalo, Mandakini.
Bhogavati.
Bhogavati and Mandakini. This Ganga is Ganga Sakhi also. Anyone can tell that if Ganges is the feet water of Krishna or Vamandev, how can we can give it to, offer it to Krishna or Narayan or anyone? How? Anyone cannot give the fit water of anyone to take or to worship or anything. But it is wrong. Krishna feet and Krishna head, Krishna eyes are same thing. Krishna remnant is also Krishna. Mahaprasade, Govinde, Nama Brahmani Vaishnave, Sarva Punyavatam Rajan, Vishwaso Naiva Jayate. What is the meaning? What is the meaning, Prabhu? Mahaprasade, Govinde, all are Krishna. Then?
That those who are very meek or very meager, pious credits, they cannot have faith in Mahaprasad, in Govinda, in the Vaishnavas, and the holy name of the Lord.
If we are taking Mahaprasad and thinking that by Mahaprasad, now we have been impure, then what is the meaning? They have no faith in Mahaprasad. We should not think like that. But for Kanishta Adhikari, Sukhdev cannot wash after he taking Mahaprasada. He will do like this. Oh, I am so fortunate to have. But now we have some doubt that how can we enter in Thakur Mandir and we can offer any bow. We think that this is remnant of Krishna. But remnant of Krishna is also Krishna. But you should come in this state to believe like this. Otherwise, you should wash your hands and then go to temple. But never think that I have become impure. It can be given in Abhishek of Krishna. It can be given on the head of Krishna. It can be offered to him to drink also. In Puri, the smart Brahman, they does not give offer Ganga Jal to Jagannath because they are smart and they are offensive in Krishna lotus feet. They never give. They think they are dig any well there and from well all the water are supplied there, not from Ganga. If anyone brings Ganga water, they will not give to Thakur.
Kisi kaaran se ki ye charanodak hai.
Charanodak.
तो इस सिद्धांत के हिसाब से जो हम भी अभिषेक करते हैं तो उसका चरण जो के
हम लोग करते हैं वी डोंट थिंक लाइक ए स्मार्ट ब्राह्मण्स वी आर सो वैष्णव महाप्रसादे गोविंदे नाम ब्रह्मण वैष्णवे फॉर दीज थिंग्स आर कृष्ण नॉट डिफरेंट देर आर सम वैशिष्ट
वैशिष्ट
A speciality. remnant of Krishna is more
powerful
than Krishna himself. Mahaprasadam. Vaishnavas are more powerful than Krishna himself. They cannot come to us. We cannot see Krishna, but we can see Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are the full mercy, embodiment of the mercy of Krishna. Krishna has some rule and regulation he has to follow to come to us, or we can see Krishna. But Vaishnavas, unconditional. Mahaprasad is causeless mercy. Mahaprasade Govinde Nam, more powerful than Krishna himself. He has invested his all power. Nam nam akari bahudhani je sarva shakti sattara pita niyama krishna yena. Krishna has he has to think what is the proper time, what is the proper qualification to give my darshan to anyone. But Namdev, he can come, even offenders also. Anyone can chant Krishna in day or night, taking bath or not. If he is making a stool and anything, he can chant Krishna. But in impure state, we cannot take darshan of Krishna. Worship, even nothing. So name Mahaprasad or causeless merciful. So we should think like this. Now time is 8. So today I could not explain Chaitanya Charitamrita. For tomorrow, from tomorrow, in morning, Bhakti Kapsadek, and in evening.
Tomorrow,
he may come, you can give one chair also.
Tomorrow,
and he comes here. And he should come at what about? At 10 and half.
He can come first to you.
Oh, he will come to me first?
Yeah, you can come together.
Oh, very good.
Yes.
Tell all the devotees to come, like he has today.
If tomorrow morning all of us can come again.
At about 10 and half, before 10 and half.
At about 10 o'clock, kirtan will start, and then class will start 10:30 to 11:30. And there is morning program tomorrow, Gaurangi. Morning program is there tomorrow?
They don't open the place.
Not here.
What?
So any suggestion for where we have the morning program? So no morning. No morning program then, or?
Any day we will have to go to that temple where I was.
Yes.
Last year?
Sunday.
Sunday.
Today?
And Thursday. You can suggest from Buddha Prabhu and other prominent here whether we will go there or not in temple. If okay, then we. Otherwise, if they are offended, we have nothing to make any problem. You should
discuss.
Go, Brahman.
Radharamana Hari Bol.